Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913, 1914, page 1733 slide. Visible translated text is as follows, was the truth. I then went in and told W.J. Burns that Allen said he would make that affidavit, but it would be a lie. Then Burns said, I will talk to him in a few minutes. In a few minutes, Burns went back and got Allen and brought him in his office. Burns then said to Allen, you goddamn bastard, you are not loyal to those policemen and you are telling me a damn lie and you just as well come on across and tell me all about it. After this, the door which led into Burns's private office was closed and I heard loud talking but could not understand what was said. I afterwards came from Chicago to Chattanooga on the same train with W.J. Burns, and she next morning on the sleeper, Burns told me that Allen gave him the very affidavit that he wanted after I left Burns's office that night. While I was in Burns's office talking to Allen on the day I got to Chicago, Burns was talking to William Calhoun in the next room. Stiles Hopkins came out of the room in which Calhoun was for the purpose of talking to me in the hall, leaving the door open into Burns's room. When he opened the door, I recognized Burns's voice and saw Calhoun, and I heard Burns say, "You are a damn liar, you bastard, you!" Calhoun told Burns he was not at the station house in Atlanta, and that the detectives had never talked to him about Jim Conley, and that he did not know him. "This man's name was never mentioned to me until your men came out to my house the other day," Calhoun said. Hopkins passed out of the room in which Burns and Calhoun were, into the hall, and said to me, "Don't say anything to anybody about my being here. Don't tell Allen that I am here." Hopkins said that Burns's son said that Allen wanted to talk to him, and Hopkins said, "Tell him that it is not Hopkins who is here, but somebody else, whose name he gave me, but which I have forgotten." I then went back and talked to Allen. A little while after that, they let Calhoun go. Burns's son told me that they got an affidavit from Calhoun, but I did not see it and do not know what it was. After Calhoun left, a white man went into Burns's office, and Burns and Hopkins talked to him. He was in appearance a Jew. I do not know his name. Burns's son afterwards showed me an affidavit, which he said was signed by the man that I saw going into the office to talk to Hopkins and Burns. I read the affidavit. It was signed by someone whose name begins with G, and as I remember it, the...